We're live at EXT. Local 518 Mike Grifka has dropped by, and he's got a new record. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good.
You're better.
I am better.
Because you had a car accident.
Yeah.
Pretty serious one.
Yeah, about 2 months ago. Totaled my car.
Well, yeah, cars are cars, but it also gave you some issues, didn't it? You didn't think so at first.
I didn't think so at first. I ended up having a concussion, a cervical sprain. I had some contusions and shoulder injury, but the concussion, it's weird what happens to you, because I don't remember actually hitting my head. I had enough of a force to the left that my glasses flew off my face out of my car, and I had memory issues, and I call it time warpy. Like, things felt like they took forever. I couldn't remember. Like, if I was saying the sentence to you, I wouldn't remember where I was, and I was forgetting words. And more than the simple, oh, I have my keys in my hand, and I don't remember having my keys in my hand. You know, stuff like that that happens to everybody. Like, I literally couldn't remember words. I was saying things funny. I was a little nervous for a few weeks.
And did you know this was happening while it was happening? Were you aware of it?
I became aware of it after it would occur. In the moment, it would just happen, and all of a sudden, I would become cognizant of it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to have a little memory lapse, like, or, you know, I'm going to feel like I, you know, was washing my dishes and it felt like it took 7.5 days. Like, literally, I would do something and I couldn't remember when I started it. Mm. Like, I couldn't put back, like, a backwards chain of events to how I got to where I was every once in a while. It's scary to feel like that. It's like the movie Memento almost. I felt like that, like where I couldn't remember what came before. That would happen to me.
But you're obviously feeling better now.
I am now. Yeah. Just in the last week or two, I've started to really feel closer to 100%, which is good.
Yeah, it's very good, especially because now you have this new record.
Yes.
Tell me about Painting the Silent. How did it all come together? Because it's quite a varied soundscape. A lot of times people make an album and things sound pretty familiar throughout. It's like there's a musical sonic theme. But the sonic nature of this record is very different from one song to the next.
Oh, thank you. Well, first of all, it's been a while since I came out with anything. It didn't mean I stopped working. I just didn't put a record together. I kind of took a break because I worked really heavily after the last two. And I guess looking back, the last two records, like Raya had a sound and February Sessions was kind of my big rock guitar kind of loose sounding record. And I don't think it was conscious on this one. It's just I kept writing songs. I feel like I kind of got to the end of a certain kind of songwriting with this record on certain kinds of songs, that I've had similar types of songs pop up in the past. And I think I've kind of perfected certain types of songs, if that makes sense. It's funny because one of the things that stopped me from putting the record out is that I had, at one point I had like 32 songs on two different playlists and I'd swap them out and try to make a running order. That's kind of how my process is. I make like 10 to 14 songs. I'm like, this is the record. Do these songs fit together? And when I first started, I wanted to, especially after February Sessions, was very electric guitar oriented, kind of more upbeat. I wanted to do a real stripped down Ray LaMontagne kind of acoustic record. And I was stuck on that too much. So I'd take more rock songs out, or I wouldn't finish an arrangement. And then I just decided I had to let it be the way it was. I write songs the way I do. And it was actually just about 4 or 6 weeks ago that I popped in Running Away, which is one of the tracks, and I took four other songs off that I was keeping out of stubbornness. Not that they were bad songs, but they were fitting my acoustic, air quotes, mode. And it was stopping me because I had songs, like you said, on the record, a little more experimental, a little more rock, a little more whatever. They didn't match necessarily. I think it is the most diverse record that I have put out sound-wise. Was it on purpose? I guess these are songs I write. I think they sound good together as an album. And that, I think it's also the first record I've made that kind of has a line all the way through it, like a story to it. Never done before. Not like a concept album, but like themes.
What would you say the theme would be of this? What is the idea of Painting the Silence?
Painting the Silence is a quote, actually, and I'm not going to remember it exactly, but there's a quote that says, an artist paints his pictures on canvas and musicians paint on silence. And I just thought that was awesome, because that's what you do. Like, you make these songs and there's this sound. These all sound the way they do because I put all these things together that didn't exist before, and there's this thing. And it is on silence. If you don't play it, you know, there's nothing, then there's the song. So I thought that was a cool idea. But kind of if you go through, there's 10 songs on that record. The first three kind of go together theme-wise, kind of about things that happen to everybody in life. You get betrayed, you get lied to, you get hurt. The first three songs kind of feel that way, deal with that. The next three or four songs kind of go into explaining to someone or yourself how to find your happiness. in life. And then there's two songs that kind of deal with love, which kind of you have to be happy before you find love. And then the last two songs, Pain in the Silence, See the Light, are kind of about finding joy and hope. You go from darkness, you know, in the beginning, or getting caught up in emotions with other people or what they think or what they did to you, and hanging on to bad things from the past maybe, or relationships, whatever it might be, and then going into, this is kind of how you can be happy, then you can find love, and then you can find joy.
The stages of life, perhaps?
Kind of, yeah.
So we're live at EXE Local 518. Mike Grick is here. His album's called Painting the Silence. And Mike, tell folks where they can find you, because you have it for sale on your website, right?
Yeah, download the album, MikeGrickmusic.com, and there's different bundles there. You can get a vinyl record. Very, very cool. Highly recommended. You can get a CD vinyl bundle with a download. You can get a CD only. Whatever you order, you get a download.
So speaking of the record, Mike, let's have you play a couple of the songs for me. You want to start? What do you want to say about Eyes to the Sky?
Eyes to the Sky is in that finding happiness thing. And the first line is, I took a wrong turn when they told me go right. I kept going on because it felt so nice. I heard my favorite song, so I drove a little bit more. I think that you ever just drive around. I have a Jeep, so my top's off all the time with my dogs in the sun. But you just hear that song and you crank it up and you just want to drive forever. That's kind of the starting point for that song. And that's a very happy song.
So nice, I heard my favorite song. I drove a little bit more. There were singing, people singing a song, and everything felt right as I was driving along, and I was full of joy. So I turned it up a bit more. So if you're running around with your head hanging down, well, you're wrong. Turn your eyes to the sky and you'll find that your smile wasn't lost. Just look up and you'll see what you waited to be alone. But keep the light in your eyes and the dark of the night will be gone. Song. Well, I've been thinking I think it changes your life and makes you see the whole world in a new light. I kept your memory, it's been here with me for so long. So if you're running around with your head hanging down, well, you're wrong. Turn your eyes to the sky and you'll find that your smile wasn't lost. And just look up and you see what you waited to be alone. Keep the light in your eyes in the dark of the night will be gone. If you're running around with your head hanging down, well, you're wrong. Turn your eyes to the sky and you'll find that your smile was
Is 10 years in radio equivalent to one dog year? I have 6 dogs, and I don't know. But this is Mike Gretka. Here's to another 10. Or is it 70? Happy birthday, WEXT.
Don't know how I found you, but I'm glad I did. It seems that you were always by my side. Everything I know and everywhere I go, your eyes held you in my heart the day I found you. Can't remember what I did, but I feel you now. You're the ground below and you're the wind that blows your life. Dream of you when I'm not even sleeping. Close my eyes. You're the one I want right here beside me all my life. When I think about the times before you, I can't remember what I did, but I feel you now. You're the ground below. You're the wind that blows your life. All I ever wanted comes inside you. You erase the darkness from the sky. On this dusty road and rain and sleet and snow, don't you ever, please, don't ever, ever, ever go away. Dream of you when I'm not even sleeping.
Mike Gretka playing live at EXT Local 518. The song is called Dream of You. It's from his new album, Painting the Silence. I like that song a lot. That was like the first song that really hit me.
Yeah, I've been giving you little dribs and drabs for like a year now.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think you played Find It Out first. This one wasn't ready. And then I gave this to you over the summer. And I remember, I was pretty happy because you had a pretty strong reaction when you heard it.
Thank you. I like that. The version you just played for us is really nice, just you and the guitar.
Oh, thanks.
Does writing a song take time for you, or does it come pretty fast?
Well, it's funny because the ones that end up, if I think about the ones that end up on all my records, they were all kind of the easier ones. They fall together for a reason, I think, at certain times. The big thing that always stops me that I struggle with the most is lyrics. And it's funny because Dream of You, that's one of the most direct songs I've ever written. It's like love at first sight. I just found you. This is amazing. That's what that is. Sometimes my lyrics are a little more oblique. It's kind of, I know what they mean to me, but they can mean different things. But I struggle with lyrics because I really like rhythm. So a lot of times when I come up with a song, I'll hum along and I'll have a rhythm, or I'll say certain syllables or accents that I want to get and keep in the song. And finding words that then tell a story, make sense in a song, and keep that kind of feel is a little bit of a challenge at times.
Well, wouldn't it feel like you had boxed yourself in because you have to now fit the words to that? What makes it so hard?
It does sometimes, yes. And then, but then sometimes you get words and you realize that you got to let go of your, get rid of it. But usually, you know, you end up with a melody that you really like. So you're trying to work with that a little bit more than the lyric.
So we're live at EXT. Mike Rick is here. His album is called Painting the Silence. Mike, you took a little bit of a break from making music, doing some life coaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that experience. Has that helped you? Because you were coaching people. You were helping people.
Yes. Well, I got into fitness. I became a personal trainer. I became a nutrition coach. And now I do nutrition, fitness, and life coaching. And it's funny because when you learn how to coach, you become better, even though you're not getting coached, because you get coaching by learning how to coach. Mm. And yeah, helping people is interesting, because I think back to, you know, when I was younger, and the way I am now with people is like not how I would have reacted 15 years ago or 10 years ago. And helping people through where they get stuck and challenges it's rewarding, you know, helping people live better lives.
Is it helping you to live a better life too?
I'm definitely in a better place than I used to be, yes. So
it must be working.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm a student of the things I teach.
Sure.
Like the course that I teach, I've actually gone through. I'm actually repeating it. I'm going through it again. And like every single time, even if you know it cold, you're going to find something new, a new nuance in it, or it'll apply different. You know that saying, like, you can't hear advice till you're ready to, you can't accept advice till you're ready to hear it, or however it goes. It's kind of like that. Like I might, you know, tell you, oh, you got to get 8 hours of sleep. And I might be like, oh, you're stupid, until I need 8 hours of sleep. And then that might be all of a sudden that might click with me one day, different than it did a year ago. So things, you know, it's something that kind of is ongoing, helping people. And sometimes you find an answer for somebody and you realize it's something that hits a nerve with you, you know, so you hopefully can apply it more.
And do you think it's helped you with writing songs too?
I think it's helped the way I work. We were talking before we were on the air about goals in the music industry and all that kind of stuff. And I remember, you know, when I first started, you think about selling out Madison Square Garden, and that's your goal, and to be on the radio and to be REM or, you know, whoever. That's what you think. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he's like, you know, it's a labor of love. It has to be. You can't put the time in to write the songs. I guess you could just do it to listen to it in your house. But I mean, here I am trying to get you to like my record, and, you know, it's going to be up for sale and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. And I'm still trying the way I can. So the dream is still there, but it's different. It's like, well, am I putting out a good album? Am I happy with it? And it's a lot less of, what's everybody going to think about it? Are they going to like me? You know, which in the beginning, when I first started, I was stuck on that. Oh, people don't like me, or someone said I sound like this person, and I hate that band. Like, I used to get injured personally, emotionally. I think I've done good work in the past. I think I am getting better. You know, I think this record sounds better, just my mixing and recording and everything's better. I think my singing is, I think I finally learned how to sing into a microphone when I'm recording myself on this record. I think my voice sounds the most like my voice really sounds, not like I'm trying to sing. It sounds more like it's me singing here, hopefully.
Mike Rick, let's have you finish up with the song here, Winter Song.
This is another one in the second group of themes. This one's actually been around for a while, the music. This music came together really quick. I've always really liked it. And it's funny because it's called Winter Song, and it's got this little chimey acoustic guitar. And I always thought of, you know, those fluffy snow days. That was kind of the idea. And it ended up being about something totally different. It's kind of giving someone advice of, You know, there's a line in there, let the child inside you come and play, which goes with that theme of how to be happy. So it turned into a different kind of song, but I kept the title, and I say winter song.
Deep inside you want it all, but you've been afraid to find. Watching all the night wind blow, shining down the lane. When you find you're all alone, what you gonna say tonight? Reaching out to touch your hand, come around my way, yeah. Flying like diamonds in the night, I find you one, and I won't want to say goodnight, but find a way, yeah. Oh no, I'm shining like diamonds in the watch the lights, find your love is all around. Then one time you're on the road, searching for your way in life. When you're coming back, words all things you wanna say.
EXT with Mike Ricca, and he's going to slip a final song in here for us. Mike, you told me that you haven't really had too many title tracks to your albums. Two,
right.
Maybe? This is the second
this
one?
This is the second one, yeah.
Why is that?
Part of it, I think, is the title is kind of a separate thing, or it always has been. You know, if I look at what I have used before, I think someone has to really impact me as a song, or maybe as the overall mood of the record, for me to say this is a title track. I think there's just something about, like, if you think about title tracks, like, that has to be the hit then, or it has to be the best song. And I don't think that's always true. So I like to kind of try to tell another part of the story with the title of the album. But this one really, I love this song, so it stuck with me. And the feel of this song, like I said, kind of encapsulates the mood of the record to me. I have very few songs that I would say are I just love of my own, because it sounds a little self-serving. But this is one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
Well, Mike, thanks for playing this. And again, let's remind folks where they can find you online.
MikeGretkaMusic.com.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Daylight shining on the water. All our memories collide. This life, how'd we lose our way? Don't know. Listen to the wind and softly sigh. All our lost loves, missed chances, gonna leave them all behind. Watch the fog roll across the harbor now. It steals a light. It steals a light. Daylight shining by the water side. When you saw the face, made you whole. We can't go back and take it on again. Could you believe our dreams are signs? And all the people gather around you now, looking up to reach the sky. And I keep singing, and my song will rise. I paint the silence every night. Everyone who comes a calling, big black water on the rise. Everyone who finds the calling, big black water on your side. All the people come calling out, big black water on the rise. And I wait for California nights, and I wonder at your side. All the people come calling out, big black water on the rise. All the people come calling.
I'm Mike Grutka, and this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.